Thank you very much. Well, that is obviously a very difficult question. And I absolutely share the concern of all the employees from the region and indeed all the people of the region, because Twinings was a major operator there. And I can absolutely understand that people, other than the employees, were very upset. We repeatedly have these sorts of situations in the European Union. Employers simply switch the location of their production plant. Sometimes they split it up, sometimes they just transfer it lock, stock, and barrel. I have heard recently of a fashion chain which had distribution centers near Paris, and now it has decided to set another distribution center up near Brussels. Although previously, or that is to say, right up to now, the Belgian market has been supplied from and managed from Paris. So this is obviously a worrying development too. And there are regional funds being made available for the construction of this distribution center. There are jobs being created here, but there is concern as to what the labor market implications are near Paris, because certainly there have been some job losses. There may well stand to be more job losses. In the end of the day, across the board, probably added value has been generated in terms of the European market, and that is always the backdrop against which we have to work. It's the European internal market which is ultimately the yardstick against which we have to assess transfer or resettlement of countries. We use a 5-year time frame, and if a company has been given funding to set up or to move or relocate, then within 5 years, if it tries to relocate again, it won't get any further funding. That's to try to prevent this kind of forum shopping approach. But I do know that there have been other companies which have sought to settle in Poland, and I know, as far as I'm concerned, from the tests that we have carried out, regional funding was made available because it was an SME-sized company. But I do understand that the situation is extremely worrying for the people who have lost their jobs, and I will investigate this issue in more detail myself personally. But here in the committee today, before I have time to get all the documentation together, all I'd say is that it is quite a widespread problem. You need to know the situation in the member state, and sometimes a company relocates because it wants to move to a region with tax advantages, to a particular convergence region which has been identified, or particular free zone. And sometimes we have an economic interest at European level in supporting a convergence region. So there is a degree of tension in the economy here, and it's very difficult to resolve. I'm constantly confronted with these sorts of difficulties, with very big companies too, with this sort of thing. As I said, it's not infrequently that this happens. And it may well be that I'm dealing with members of parliament from that very region. But sometimes what I have to say is, well, are we talking about relocating within Europe or out with Europe? And if I'm told, well, the company is relocating within Europe rather than going to China or India, then I have to say, well, I have to use a different yardstick. It is difficult, but we are operating in a European market with European competitive policies, European competition policies, and European consumers at large whose interests are at stake here. I apologize for not being able to give a specific and clearer answer, but it is a very complex issue. It's not always easy to come up with a clear answer. It's always difficult when companies relocate. There are rules and regulations which apply. As I said, there's a 5-year rule. If the company has obtained funding to relocate, then within 5 years it's not eligible for further relocation funding anywhere. But at some levels, the situation is more complex than that. And I have actually asked my services to look at this issue in more detail, because there are two countries which are closely involved with many of these sorts of issues in particular.